Everything's been put into order, and now I can let the senses expand and say that there's no difference between the street lamp and the moon. I've been found by someone who's always been a part of me. I'm immune to common sense. I'm like an old radio that's between stations. As we sat in the light of the froyo, my hand was about 10 inches from Annie's hand, and I felt that early exaltation so mortified I could not move. And anyhow, how? Do things even exist? And while I waste all this time thinking about free will and the wonder drug and bear under with the body language of one who's been terribly oppressed and finally let loose into a displaced metaphysics, the language of the other, the wonderfully tragic caseworker, Emmy.